present, the shul is shalein. It feels full. So please, Henry, take care of your legs and your back and come to shul, because we need you, Henry. You're important to us. Thank you. Thank you to Amitai for running next door, making sure the Yemenites have a full and satisfying Purim. Wow, Baruch Hashem, the presents they gave out over there, overwhelming. The kids had a wonderful, even our kids had a wonderful, wonderful Purim because of Amitai and the Yemenite minion. Thank Hashem for that.
Thank you. First
tonight, 6:40. Class with Rabbi Lorsch at 5:40. 5:40, 20 minutes to 6. Class with Rabbi Lorsch tonight and next week as well, and the week after as well.
First of all, thank you, Taka Lush Baruch Hu, for all the kindness and hesed and charity he does with us. Lush Baruch Hu should bless everybody here with health and happiness and bracha and panas, asimha, bless them, Israel, protect them, Israel, bless the soldiers, heal the injured and the sick, and bring home the captives. And Zot Hashem, Eliyahu Navi, Mashiach. Again, I came actually yesterday to listen to Rabbi Lorsch, although I read the Megillah by me twice. I came to listen to Rabbi Lorsch. It was beautiful. Hazak Baruch. Thank you to Alan for all the Mishloach Manos, for all the hard work, for all the putting together. And Bemet, thank you, Takadosh Baruch Hu. We have a great group over here. And Henry, Baruch Hashem, so happy to have you back. Just a couple of quick things. Bezal Hashem, we'll start learning Halachot Pesach tomorrow. And today we're just going to touch on Shushan Purim. So today is Ktzat of a Yom Tov. We don't do Tahnun. You should have a nice, do a nice meal. And the reason we have this Shushan Purim is, if you remember in the Megillah yesterday, the Esther, Esther asked, on the Jewish people fought their enemies on the 13th and they rested on the 14th. But yet Esther asks for an extra day in Shushan. And in Shushan, they fight on the 14th also, and they rest on the 15th. So to Shushan was a walled city like Yerushalayim. So that's why they observe Shushan Purim in Yerushalayim today. So that's one idea. The other idea is there's a question here is, how come we don't say Hallel? Why do we not say Hallel on Purim, as opposed to like Hanukkah, or the three major holidays? So really, the Megillat Esther is the tahlif, is the alternate to... Levi, you listening? The Megillat Esther is really instead of the Hallel. So that's one. Also, when you look at the Hallel, you see the words Hallelu Avdei Hashem. So these were people we celebrate coming out of Mitzrayim. So we in the Hallel there's a Yetziat Mitzrayim. We are still the Avadim of Hashem. O Avdei Pa'o, we were Avadim to Pa'o. So he says here over here, yes, although the miracle was that we beat or that we overturned the Gzera of Haman, but we still stayed Avadim of Hashverosh. He was still the king, and we did not have a full redemption of coming out. The third reason is that you don't say Hallel on a miracle that happened outside of Eretz Israel. Because at this point, there was no Hallel to say because that temple was destroyed. The Hallel that we said in Hanukkah, okay, is because we still had a temple. Okay, so that is the difference. So those are three different ideas as to why we don't say Hallel.